are the days for more women in politics, more Democratic pro-choice women in politics, and I've got one such lovely lady with me this afternoon for today's installment of Broad Appeal. Her name is Sarah Kieske. She is one of our state senators representing the mighty 14th District. Again, thanks so much for making time, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Wanted to share with you one of our regular listeners and texters. His name's Cam from Appleton. He texted in this, which I thought you would just love. God, put Sarah in Congress so she can liven up the Crypt Keeper vibe they have there. Thank you so much, Cam from Appleton. Mark from Prairie du Sac also texting in saying that you are his state senator and how much he loves and appreciates your leadership. So lots of love on the text line. If you have a question or comment for the senator, please feel free to reach out on our text line, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can always also text if you download the Civic Media app for free from wherever you get your app store. And it is one touch texting and calling. So go get that free app and tell all your friends about it. Sarah, big budget address from the governor yesterday. What were your reactions?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was really excited about some of the things he focused on. So agriculture, our farmers. I was so excited to hear him talk about that. That is a committee I am on proudly, representing the Democratic position on the agriculture committee. He talked about mental health. I am the ranking member on the mental health committee. And so was really excited about that. And he talked a lot about contributing to our young people, our kids, and our schools in particular. And I'm on the education committee. Those are like the three main places that I feel compelled to do as much as I can. And the great news is he also is honoring those and committing to those with his budget address. And so I was super excited.
Yeah, I was not the most lively budget address, but that's not the governor. I loved what he had to say. Some surprising tidbits there, too. I love the idea of auditing health insurance companies to make sure they're not inappropriately denying folks. I know that for you, the need for people to be able to access, especially emergency inpatient mental health treatment is very important to you. How do you think local governments, as well as our state governments, how should we be thinking about inpatient mental health treatment? And I'll just share with you this. I was the corporation counsel for Milwaukee County for nearly 8 years, and we struggled mightily to have enough beds for folks, and especially affordable beds for people that are suffering in mental health crisis. And we certainly saw the outcomes of the inadequacies of our system in terms of almost 85 to 90% of the people that we house, the human beings, our neighbors, friends, colleagues, that we would house in our jail had very serious mental health issues. Can you talk a little bit about this and the need for greater and more accessible and more affordable inpatient mental health services?
Yeah, well, getting immediate care is so important, right? I mean, because it helps to not exacerbate it into something worse. We need to be able to hit early and early intervention as much as we can. But also once somebody is presenting with a mental health issue, making sure that they have access to care right away so that it's not exacerbated. So they don't miss school. So they don't miss more of the workplace. So they're not in a state that is contributing to distress in the family, maybe trickling down to their children. And so making sure that we have access to that, that it's affordable and available. We need to be locally available. So we can't just have a couple of inpatient places where we have to travel hours away to be housed there, to stay there. That's dangerous in so many ways, psychologically, but also it's unhelpful for that person and that family that might be struggling. So really thinking about how do we create a better web of help, right? So that web can be sort of like a place where we can land and be caught so that we can be really helped in situations of dire need.
I wanted to ask you, Sarah, since we're here and talking about mental health, I hear from my friends when they see me out and about, they all say, Maggie, how are you getting through this? I feel really sad and anxious. I think a lot of people are just struggling with the moment. Do you have any very basic tips or some ideas for folks that are finding it hard, especially with the political news cycle as it is?
Yeah, honestly, I've had to face it myself. Because as just a human being that is seeing this crumble around me, see people, including family members, shudder with some of the changes that we're hearing coming down the pike, being concerned about my children living in a world that is going to be less accessible or maybe more dangerous in different ways. So I too have struggled to kind of figure out how do I manage. And when COVID happened, it was particularly hard for me at that time. And so what I really leaned into is this great saying that is, action is the antidote to despair. Mm. And so for me, it was getting moving, doing something, making meaningful difference. And so that can be all kinds of things. You know, at one time we were all knitting our pink hats, right? It was doing something. It might be, you know, creating a book club where you're all learning. It might be calling your legislator. It's making sure that everybody knows about the Supreme Court race that is coming up. It's making sure that you're in community and you're helping one another. Maybe it's learning how to cook cheaper meals because we're all struggling with the inflation. It's trying to figure out, how do I be part of a solution? How do I help protect and be in some ways moving forward in a productive way that helps all of us feel a little bit better? Like I said, many times I said, nobody wants a depressed therapist. So I had to figure it out for me. And so now that's what I encourage everybody to do. Be proactive, figure out what you have as a special skill, interest, area of importance to you, and lean into it and do what you can.
Nobody also wants a depressed radio show host or a depressed lawyer. I'll tell you that much myself. Sarah, we got about 30 seconds left. Tell all of our listeners something about you that they might find surprising.
I have six kids. I have a blended family of six kids. Yep. The boys were, when my husband and I met, they were 4, 3, and 2. And then we had another son, so we have four boys, and we have identical twin daughters. They're about, so we have 24, 22, 22, 16, and the girls are 14 now. So yeah, I'm a busy mom.
Well, shout out to all of Senator Kieske's wonderful kids, Wisconsin's very own Brady family. Thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back. I'm Maggie Dawn, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Representative Congressman Mark Pocan to talk about the Elon Act. Keep it locked.